This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Hong Kong pro-democracy forces won a landslide victory in local elections Sunday. VOA's Bill Gallows reports from Hong Kong.
It is a major symbolic blow to pro-Beijing forces that dominate Hong Kong's politics.
This is a sweeping victory far beyond people's expectations, and it demonstrates once again Hong Kong people's consistent, I'd say 15-year or even 20-year fight to establish a greater democracy here in Hong Kong.
Pro-democracy forces now overwhelmingly control Hong Kong's district councils, though in reality, the councils exercise little power.
The people have really expressed themselves and taken some power, but of course that can be just ignored by Beijing, but it will be really hard for the people to just go back.
Hong Kong protesters for 5 months have demanded democratic reforms, staging massive demonstrations that have sometimes devolved into violent clashes, an outpouring of anger at increased Chinese Communist Party influence.
That's VOA's Bill Gallo in Hong Kong. Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, is pledging to listen to public opinion. And state-controlled media in China is downplaying the landslide electoral victory with an editorial calling the race an unfair manipulation. Tel Aviv is expelling a top Human Rights Watch official because of allegations he supports the boycott of Israel. Israel's Supreme Court upheld the government's order that Omar Shakir, the HRW's director of Israel and Palestine, has to leave the country today. Israel has denied entry to others who it says support the boycott, including United Nations diplomats. But this is the first time someone inside the country has been ordered to leave. U.S. stocks opened higher today in morning trading. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. There are no hearings scheduled this week in the impeachment inquiry of U.S. President Donald Trump. But AP's Matt Small reports Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee believe they have enough evidence to write a report and move forward with the impeachment process.
Sometime in the coming weeks, the House Intelligence Panel will give a report to the Judiciary Panel, and then Democrats will consider drafting articles of impeachment on President Trump's dealings with Ukraine and his administration's attempts to block the investigation. The articles could also cover matters beyond President Trump's efforts to push Ukraine to investigate Democrats, including Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. Several steps are expected, including a Judiciary Committee vote, a House floor vote by Christmas, and finally a Senate trial. Matt Small, Washington.
Meanwhile, Devin Nunes, the top Republican on the Intelligence Committee, is refusing to answer questions on whether he met with a former Ukrainian official to gather information on the son of former Vice President Joe Biden. The claim is controversial because Nunes did not disclose any such meeting while leading the Republican defense of President Trump during the impeachment inquiry. Pope Francis is in Japan, where he met victims and voiced concern over nuclear power. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
After comforting some of the Fukushima evacuees, Francis said the accident would not be fully resolved until the scientific, medical, and societal concerns it raised are addressed. Francis then said the development of future energy sources must take environmental considerations into account. He didn't explicitly urge a ban on nuclear energy during his emotional encounter with victims, but he recalled that Japan's Catholic bishops had called for the abolition of nuclear power plants in the aftermath of the Fukushima tragedy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More than 60 doctors have written to British authorities asserting that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange urgently needs medical treatment. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
More than 60 doctors have written to British authorities asserting that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange urgently needs medical treatment. The doctors say Assange suffers from psychological problems, including depression, as well as dental issues and a serious shoulder ailment. Assange is in prison waiting for an extradition hearing set for February. He is sought by the U.S. on espionage charges relating to his WikiLeaks work. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas at the White House. First Lady Melania Trump will receive the official White House Christmas tree later today. The 5-meter-tall Douglas fir will arrive at the White House in a horse-drawn carriage. It will be the focal point of the White House decorations and will be displayed in the Blue Room. For more on any of today's stories, please go to voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.